The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist with Independent News and Media and presenter of The Home Show, of course, here on News Talk. You're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Hi, Kieran.
We're talking about telemedicine, as we revealed earlier. People already texting in. We'll get to some of those in a minute. But, well, first question, what is it?
Yeah, it's kind of sometimes disparagingly referred to as RoboDoc, you know, this idea that health insurance, and they've been doing it for quite a number of years. Health insurers, of course, got bad press in the past because they kept hiking the premiums and hiking the premiums and hiking the premiums. And then they said, do you know what, we're going to start adding extra value to our policies so that maybe the customers feel a bit better about the premiums. And one of those things was having doctors and nurses at the other end of a phone or on video. There's mixed views. I think the medical profession would probably say, well, that's not the same as a hands-on diagnostic. And I'm sure they are absolutely right by that. Mm. But these are proper doctors, proper nurses.
I was going to ask, are they Irish-based here? Or
a lot
who
of them
are
use
they?
UK-based doctors. I used one myself, actually, recently. I couldn't get hold of my GP at all. And I think, like most GPs, they're completely swamped with the COVID stuff. I had some mild symptoms which were bothering me, but I knew they weren't urgent and they weren't COVID-related. Made a phone call, got an appointment within 15 minutes, perfectly pleasant doctor, completely reassuring, helpful, diagnosed, and could have sent a prescription to my local pharmacy if needed.
Wow, and on a screen, it was a video call?
No problem. Now, you can do a telephone call if you want, if you're talking through your symptoms, but obviously if you want to show them spots on your hand or a lump, you know, a video is probably better. So you get to choose that, you know?
Yeah, I was going to ask actually about people having to show a symptom, like, not just describe it, but show something. Someone texted in, said, I'm interested in your take on telemedicine. My husband was due to have a lump checked on his testicle in April. He was contacted a week before and offered a video consultation. How does that work?
You see, look, and I'm not a medic myself, so I'm not going to say they're better, they're worse, they're whatever. It is a limited function because obviously the RoboDoc, the telemedicine cannot touch or examine you, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably best linked to things like a high temperature or, you know, I've had, you know, whatever kind of symptoms you can talk through. My general sense of it would, look, if it gets to something like, look at all these spots, doctor, what could this be? You know, without a doctor actually looking at you, I think that's fairly difficult. But here's the thing, for the most part, if you have a health insurance plan, the service is free of charge the vast majority of members. So as a result, A, what have you got to lose? B, you can get reassurance perhaps if that's what you needed. And any of the companies will tell you, the doctors will always say, if in doubt, if you're worried, if your symptoms persist, go see your GP.
And does it matter what plan you're on? If you're on some of the lower grade policies,
now,
do you get it?
It can. So on most of the policies, and certainly a lot of the corporate plans, it's completely free, unlimited. Okay. But for some of the, what I call the yellow pack plans, you know, the entry level ones that Leo Varadkar brought in under him, some of those would be limited. Say you can have 4 visits a year or, you know, 1 visit a month or something like that. Now, to be honest with you, most people would only use that maybe a couple of times a year. You wouldn't want to be using it too often. And as I say, a lot of the doctors are UK based. But honestly, none the worse for that. Like, I had a very positive experience in mine, and maybe listeners will say the opposite, but
okay.
I think it's worth the shot.
Health insurance companies would love to live in a world where we all worry about getting sick, but none of us actually get sick.
Well, I think we're all living in that world.
To what extent then is there a focus on preventative care with the insurance companies and these services?
Yeah, there's a huge focus on that. And of course, remember now, Kieran, they have skin in the game here. Like, each time you go and present in a hospital or a consultant surgery, they're on the hook for some or all of that cost. So it really suits the insurance companies to have you deal with stuff yourself, or maybe do it in a cheaper way. And maybe that's what we all should be doing. So there's a lot of preventative stuff that they have. So the nurse line and the doc line, okay, that's when there's something wrong with you. But before that, most of them run what are now trendily termed wellness services, you know. So you can get, certainly on the higher level plans anyway, you can get access, sometimes 24-hour access to therapists. That's mental health therapists. You can get even, I know Leia Healthcare, for instance, do legal advice. They have a career counsellor. VHI has kind of supports for physio and things like that. You can go in and see somebody about that. So actually, you know, there are services available. And I think most of us don't read the terms and conditions.
No.
We don't read the booklet that comes with it because it just goes bleh, head-melting stuff. But if you do, and if you go on the websites, which are beautifully designed, you will find all these ancillary services and most of them are free.
I couldn't tell you the first thing that's included with my health insurance policy.
It's a shame, really, because
I just know it's there in case I need it.
In case you go into hospital. But actually, there's a whole ton of stuff that you're paying for, and you might as well use it if you can. You know, there's no harm.
To what extent then do these policies cover a straightforward GP consultation?
That really does depend on the plan.
Okay.
So some plans, for instance, offer you most like a cash back kind of thing. So if you go to your GP and it's maybe 60 quid, they'll give you back 25 quid, that kind of thing. But actually, some of the lower grade plans don't have any GP cover at all. Now, that might suit a lot of people. If you're not, if you're like me and you just hardly ever visit a doctor, you're just lucky. There's no point in paying for extra premiums to have that covered on GP and consultants' fees. The consultants are rarely covered in full. You're still looking back, you know, at maybe a 20% or 40% of whatever the consultant charges. But remember, anything that you don't get back from the insurance company, you can claim tax relief on at the end of the year at 20%. So it's worth keeping all of those receipts.
How straightforward is that to do?
Well, it used to be more straightforward than it is now. You used to literally just fill out a Med1 form, but now you have to get your Form 12, your tax return done. It's not that hard. You can ignore 90% of your Form 12 and just fill it in.
It all sounds great. And you kind of mentioned the RoboDoc at the start. That does sound greater. You're not talking about AI yet, but we'll get there, won't we?
Oh, I hope not. I don't want AI. I want a real
person. Think of all the money we'd save in the health service. We can fire all those doctors.
No, I want somebody who's been to medical school, not some geek who's written a program for them. No, I think not. I think I'd much prefer to have somebody this is like a second best option. But at the moment, with surgeries absolutely packed to the gills, I think it's a fantastic service that is probably underutilised, you know, and there's no harm in people giving it a go and seeing.
And are there apps then that you can download onto your phone that will allow you to access these services much more easily than me, as you said, fishing back through my bin to find my policy?
Yeah, well, actually, the thing about the app is all of the insurance companies now have an app that allows you to upload receipts. So, for instance, if you're at your GP or you've been at physiotherapy, say you're allowed money for that, you used to have to claim all that at the end of the year. So you'd gather them all up and then at the end of the year, you'd send them all in and you can't remember half of them. But now all you do is, it's a bit like this, the revenue, the stay and spend one. You take a photograph of the receipt, you upload it through the app and that money's going to be in your account within 3 days for most of them. Certainly Irish Life Health, Leia and VHI. No problem with that. And it's a great, great way of doing it. You know, it's fantastic.
Kieran in Cork has texted in, I should say, I had an infection in my finger, called the Irish Life Health digital doctor, sent photos of my finger. They reassured me, prescribed an antibiotic and let me know what to watch out for if it wasn't getting any better. My finger's perfect now and I didn't have to put myself through the trouble of going down to the GP and paying 50 quid. Kind of like your own description of what you went through. If it's not urgent and there is a delay maybe down the local GP surgery, why not give it a go if
exactly.
it's free?
And I mean, I'll put in the caveat if I need to, and I hope I don't have to put in a caveat, which is more or less along, listen, if you've got chest pain or you're dizzy or you're thinking, you know, get proper medical advice. And I wouldn't be using any of these services with COVID-19 symptoms. I mean, this is just for the other stuff. Okay. Now, by the way, actually, I just wanted to mention to you, Kieran, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about banking charges and fintechs, remember. And as I mentioned on the day, the entry level fintech cards are more for your day to day purchases, transferring money between friends, all that kind of thing. And they're all free.
I used it on Saturday, used Revolut to do exactly that.
Yeah, super. Loads of people are doing it. And if they become pricey if you take out more money than you're allowed or use them more often than you're not. But mostly they're free. And I mentioned briefly, I think the Revolut allows children to be added to accounts, but only for the paid for services. Well, it turns out that they changed their policy a few weeks back. And now children's accounts, which are very limited in nature now, it has to be said, are allowed to be added to their free account too. And the premium cards then are kind of for additional services. So that's a helpful guide if you have kids that you trust enough to be able to have their own cards.
Not yet, and I don't see it coming. Sinead, thanks a million for that. Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist with Independent News and Media, presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk as well. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder after the break. Gavin McLaughlin and the Supermarket Wars.